My name is Ashok Mulu. In this program, we'll be talking about lymphatic filariasis and efforts being made to eliminate this disease. An estimated 546 million people around the world have been treated for lymphatic filariasis in 2007 alone. In a report published on Friday, September 12, 2008, the World Health Organization says this is perhaps the largest public health program so far using mass drug administration to prevent a neglected tropical disease. 81 countries are endemic for lymphatic filariasis, also known as elephantiasis. Last year, treatment was delivered at an increased rate in 48 countries. Some 27 of them are also implementing disability prevention activities, which is the second component of this program. In August 2007, China became the first country declared to have eliminated elephantiasis, followed by the Republic of Korea in March 2008. Since the year 2000, when the program first started, almost 1 billion treatments have been delivered thanks to drugs donated free of charge by pharmaceutical companies GlaxoSmithKline and Merck and Company Incorporated. The WHO says its integrated approach is simultaneously tackling more than one disease and is helping it focus more on a cheaper and more efficient delivery of treatment. This is also helping to achieve a wider community acceptance, especially in rural areas. More than 120 million people around the globe are affected by elephantiasis. The disease, which is caused by parasitic worms, is transmitted by insects to humans. Elephantiasis causes huge disfigurement and enlargement of the arms, legs, and genital organs. These deformities are irreversible and occur many years after the mosquito bite through which the infection is transmitted. An estimated 43 million people have these outward signs, and more than 76 million suffer from irreversible internal damage.